It's awesome that we get to come up and sing about God and just how much we love Him in it. Today, our youth want to share with you a little bit about CASM. We could not have gone without you guys, and we had a great time, so we wanted to share with you and tell you what happened while we were there. We had a lot of fun, but more importantly, we grew closer to each other and grew closer to God. And so we have three of our youth who are going to come up and share about their personal experience, what God did to them and through them. And just share a little bit about that. I'm also going to share with you a little bit about what happened. And then we're going to be showing you some pictures from the week. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. We could tell you all about some things, but the pictures, I think, will explain a lot as well. So we've got three who are going to come up and share with you. And just be in prayer for them. I know some of them are nervous, but they're going to do a great job. And so our first one is going to be Alex Marion. Then we're going to have Amanda Prickett. And lastly will be Johnny Campbell, who's going to come up and share. So, Alex, come on up.
Hey, okay. I just wanted to say that I had a really good year at Caswell, and it made some changes in my life. And I just wanted to say that one thing we learned was about purity, and not only sexual purity, but a pure relationship with God. And I think that everyone should stay pure until they're married, because you need to respect your body. And 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-4 says that God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor. This verse made me realize how important it was to stay pure, and that's why I got a symbol of my commitment, which is a purity ring, and which I will wear until the day I get married. And I know sometimes there's going to be temptations, but I'll have the ring as a reminder to wait and to just stay pure. So, and then another thing we talked about was just being positive about our relationship with God and knowing that we are saved. And He knows absolutely everything about us. And Romans 5:8 states, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And this means that He loves us even though that we're sinners, and loved us enough to die on the cross for us. I know I will sin many more times in my life, but I know I will be forgiven by the grace of God. And I've just had a really good time that week, and it's made me really closer to God, and I have a really better relationship with Him.
Good morning. This is my first year going to Caswell, and I just like to say I thank Josh and Karen for letting me go, and I really enjoyed it. But the most important part was what I learned in Caswell. The theme this year was I love, which is like I love God, love people, what our shirts say. And the verse coming for that was, "You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." This means that just not loving the God, loving God with like what all you do, how you treat people. Loving God with all your mind and soul. Let Him be your first priority in what you do and everything you do in life, because He guides you the right way. And the second part of this verse says, "You should love your neighbor as yourself," meaning that as you love yourself, you should love other people, not your physical neighbor, like the person you stay beside, but other people. They may do wrong to you, but treat them well, because that's what God wanted you to do. And most importantly, I learned about purity, too. I learned that even though you may have sexual temptation, that God can forgive you and that you could do wrong, but He always forgives you. That's the most important part about the God, that He's a forgiving God and that He loves. And to close us out, I just like to say thank you again for allowing me to go, because I've grown closer to God, and that I love God with all I have. Thank you.
I just want to start off and thank Josh and Karen for taking us, all youth down there, and as the chaperones that took a week off from work to go down with us and to be there for us in anything we did and to guide us as we was down there. We had lots of fun while we were there, but we also had a great time bonding as a youth group and growing closer to God. That's the main purpose of going to Caswell. Just being at the beach can bring you to the realization of how great God is by the vastness of the ocean and how beautiful it is, and just to think He made it all in one day.
The theme this year for Caswell is I Love, to mimic the iPod, which is the newest and biggest way to carry and listen to music for the generation. The verse that went along with this was Mark 12:30-31, which Amanda did read. The verse was divided into four parts, dissecting it to get down to the roots of what it meant. On Wednesday, we focused not only on our purity in our relationship with God, but also our dating relationship when we're in one. We're learning two different kinds of love. Eros love, which is the selfish and temporary love that we have as on earth, and agape love, which is the giving, committing, and lasting love that God has for us. This day had a lot of meaning and learning for me. I also got a purity ring. They call it most of the ones that you've heard that have been that's common is the True Love Waits, but this one was new. I've never heard of it. It's called the Silver Ring thing, and it has a verse on it which Alex read, and it does help you remind yourself whenever you come into the temptation of doing things that you shouldn't. Thursday night in youth group devotions after Hatch, we all listed people who we knew who we thought were bold, whatever we thought the definition of bold is. We learned that being bold isn't just saying whatever is on your mind, but also acting and standing up for what you believe in. We learned we have to be bold in our faith, as Peter was in Matthew 16:13-16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he asked them, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Overall, this trip to Caswell meant the most than any other year that I've been. And I've been on several trips to Caswell with not only this youth group and the past church I was at. It helped me realize a lot more of what it means to love God and love people before myself.
I asked them to keep it within 5 minutes, and I think they did that. But so we might get out a little early. Sorry, Tom. you can make up next week, and maybe I don't know. This was my first time going to Caswell in about 7 years. So this was a new experience for me because Caswell has changed since I've been. And I got to be honest, I was very nervous about this trip. I was nervous not only going back to Caswell, not sure how things were going to go, but this is my first time with this youth group. How were they going to react? How was I going to be able to connect with them? What was going to happen? And Monday morning didn't exactly help my nerves any. If you haven't heard yet, let me tell you what happened. First off, you know, the storm that happened that evening right before we left. So Karen and I, with all the lightning and everything and the power flickering, were so nervous about were we going to oversleep that we didn't sleep at all. Well, we got up in the pouring rain, got packed, got over to Enterprise to pick up our vans that we had rented. We rented 2 15-passenger vans. And they weren't there and weren't ready. And we sat around. I was supposed to pick them up at 8:30. 9:30 came around and we still hadn't left yet. We were supposed to leave here at 10 o'clock. Needless to say, I was a nervous wreck and wondering what's going to happen. And Harold Dancy was saying, you got to learn from me. We should have been on the road. And I mean, just hounding me. So we were supposed to leave at 10. We left at 11. We were supposed to be there in plenty of time to get situated and everything before Holly and I had to be at the Bible study leaders meeting at 4. We got pulled into Caswell at 4. So we were a little late, but we made it. So Satan knew we were going to have a good trip. He knew we were going to be doing good. He knew God was going to do some great things. And he was trying to make sure that we had this terrible attitude before we even got there, that would just totally ruin our week. But these youth stayed positive. They were laughing the entire way down and were just cutting jokes and helping ease my mind as well. And we got there and we got settled. and the week started out, and God did some awesome, awesome things. As they've already mentioned, our theme for this week was I love, to love God and love people. And our verse in Mark 12 says to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. We sang that. The song we sang was our theme song for the week. And when you think about that verse, this verse, to love the Lord your God with all, not 90%, not 99.9%, but all. Our speaker for the week was Chad Poe, and he started out the week by talking about how we all have a purpose. And our purpose is to love God with all that we are, and then to love our neighbor as ourself. If you think of a balloon, and you cut just a tiny little bit out of it, there's no way you can blow it up. Its purpose is to be blown up, but if you take just a little piece out of it, it doesn't fulfill its purpose. Our purpose is to love God with all that we are. Not 99.9%, because that 0.1% makes it so we can't do it, but to love Him with all that we are. Our focus was on priorities. What are you loving? Think about it. What do you love? We use that word a lot, don't we? I love pizza. I love the Braves. I love the Tar Heels. I love my wife. This is a lovely day. We use love all the time. But what does it truly mean to love? And when we love something, we put it number one in our lives. And our focus, and what I was challenged about, I don't know about the youth, but what I was challenged about was, what do I love? What is being number one in my life? One day, Chad, our speaker again, preached on about the rich young ruler. And most of us know that story of the man who came and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to earn eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Well, you know the commandments, to do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false witness, honor your mother and father." And the man said, "I've done that since I was a boy." And Jesus said, "Well, one thing you lack, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me." And the man walked away sad because he had much. We in America, we might not think that we have much, but we have a lot. Most of the world around us lives on less than $1 a day. When you think about it, we have a lot. And oftentimes we put what we have ahead of Christ. But when we love God with all that we are, He is number one in our lives. And that's what I hope the youth took away, and that's what I was reminded of. To love God with all that I am and to have Him as number one. That's the most important thing we can do. To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then to love our neighbor as ourselves. I challenged or asked the youth Friday night as we were discussing that verse, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Are we a youth group that someone, random person, could come in and feel accepted and loved? And I was proud of them because they were honest and said, "No, we're not." Think about it. We are supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves, make people feel so warm and loved that they would feel comfortable here at Park Place. And through that they would learn to love God with all that they are as well. That's a challenge, to love people as we love ourselves. You might think, "Well, I don't really love myself." Well, you keep care of yourself. You make sure you're fed. You make sure you try and get some sleep. You make sure you're wearing some nice clothes and look good. You love yourself. We're supposed to treat others that same way, with that same love. So we've been challenged a lot this week. We were challenged to love God with everything we are, and then to love those around us, just like we take care of ourselves. And that's the challenge that we're issuing to you guys as well, to love God with everything you are, and to love the people around you just the way you love yourself. Gotta admit, though, even though we did learn a lot, we had a lot of fun. And we're going to show a picture slideshow here in just a little bit. And a lot of the pictures are from the free time, because when we were in Bible study and worship, I wasn't thinking about taking pictures. I was thinking about Christ, the way it should be. But We had some fun. We played pranks on each other, froze Brad's underwear. So we saran wrapped Tyler to the bed. We did a lot of fun stuff. But we really did learn a lot, and I think each one of us grew closer to each other and closer to God. Wednesday, when we talked about purity, sexual purity, and in our relationships, had some that really opened up and shared. And it's just amazing to think that some of the things that were shared because of the love that we have for each other and how close we are. And so it was a good week of growing closer to God and growing closer to each other. And I have to say a lot of thanks. Thank you to you guys. We would not have been there without you. If you prayed for us, if you sent a card, if you encouraged us, if you gave money, whatever you did, you got us there. We could not have gone without you. I remember standing up about a month before we left, well, less than that, saying we're this much short of being able to go, of being able to pay for everyone's trip. And before I knew it, we had it. You all are so giving. I thank you. And I had told the youth, now you might have to pay a little bit for us to go. I'll let you know. But when I said, you don't have to pay a thing. Everyone is taken care of. Haley said, I love this church. They are so giving and so supportive of us. And you are. And thank you for it. Because again, we would not have made it without you. Without you coming to our fundraisers, without you praying for us. I mean, the prayers is what got us through. I know it. And what helped us have such a great week. The money was great, but the prayers were more important, I think. So thank you so much for that. I want to say thank you to our chaperones. There were, including Karen and I, 6 chaperones that went down. They gave up a week of their vacation, a week from work, to go with us. And some of you may think that this was a vacation. Getting up at about 6 o'clock every morning, not going to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning, that's no vacation. I mean, it's a lot to keep up with this. They're great youth, don't get me wrong. But it's a lot, and it takes a lot out of you. And chaperones, thank you so much for going. Without you, there's no way Karen and I could have pulled it off. And also, I think it's so great that our chaperones went to Bible study as well. I've been with some people who, when it came time for the youth to go to Bible study and then adults were supposed to go to their Bible study, would sneak off and go back and take a nap. Not our chaperones. They were in Bible study as well, learning, setting the example. So thank you so much for going and for what you did. And then even though they're not here, Harold and Linda, Nancy, they went and they cooked for us. And if any of these youth walked away hungry, it was their own fault. Because they had enough good food to feed an army. I think they could have fed all of Park Place with the amount of food they took for us. But it was such a blessing to have them there. Not only to talk with our youth and to cook, but Karen and I did not have to worry about the food. They made a trip over to Food Lion at least once a day, if not twice a day. And Karen and I did not have to worry about that. And that was just a blessing that we could focus solely on our youth and know that the food was taken care of. So when they get back, if you wouldn't mind, please thank them because they helped make our trip great. Many decisions were made and commitments made. You heard some about how they made the commitment to remain pure. Some bought rings, some couldn't afford to buy rings, but I know that they probably made those commitments as well. Pray for them. We're still on that high right now from Caswell. But we'll probably start coming down soon. And we need to be reminded of our decisions and commitments that were made. Chad mentioned that a half-hearted commitment is not a commitment at all. It's got to be full 100% commitment. And that's what I pray for our youth, is that we will remain committed to love God with all that we are, to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to remember those commitments. So once again, thank you so much for all that you did. We're going to show you some pictures from the week now, and you're going to hear some music. This is the praise band that will be playing behind it. I hope you enjoy it. We grew closer together, so much so that we even came up with nicknames for each other. So you're going to see that in the slideshow. And if you have any questions about how they got that nickname from the week, will be up here afterwards. We can explain it to you because there's a lot of stories behind them. But we had a lot of fun, but more importantly, we did grow closer to each other and grow closer to Christ. So I hope you enjoy these pictures.